Oh, the impossibly beautiful voice of Vince Gill. I Still Believe in You. Country music superstar Vince Gill's first number one hit back in 1992. He co-wrote it with John Barlow Jarvis, and he's had many more. He's won 21 Grammys, sold over 26 million albums, was inducted in Country Music's Hall of Fame in 2007. He's had stints with the Eagles and early on with Pure Prairie League. So why is he so humble? Well, it could be his respect for fellow greats Merle Haggard, Guy Clark. It could be the influence of his wife, Amy Grant, or his mom. He sings about all of them on his new deeply personal album. Here's a little of A Letter to My Mama.
I'm sorry I was selfish. Let's chalk it up to you. I got too old to need you. That's just running from the truth. I'm sorry things didn't work out. Sometimes life don't turn out like you planned.
Oh, I am not going to get through this interview. Vince Gill's new album is Okie, what used to be a derogatory word to people from his state. He's taking that word back. He joins us from Nashville. Vince Gill, did you shed tears when you wrote that song?
Well, sure. How can you not when you're singing about your mom?
There's tears listening to it.
Yeah, she's 93. She's 93 years old and still around, and I thought she deserved a song. This song is really old. It's about 18 years old, and rediscovered it in a desk drawer and thought, oh, this might fit this new record.
Well, it's beautiful. And the whole album feels so personal. What's going on?
Well, I think it's just a reflection of a lot of life lived. It's time to be a little bit reflective and maybe talk about the perspective of a life with this many years attached to it.
In fact, I think I read that a friend of yours sent you an email saying you could only have written this after 60 years.
Yeah, I think so.
He was referring, I think, to one of the songs that has, you know, there's social issues addressed on this album. There's one song, What Choice Will You Make? Teenagers in a Car Who Went Too Far.
Yeah, about a teenage pregnancy. And what's beautiful about this song is it doesn't judge. It doesn't say what you should or shouldn't do. And it never really leaves that moment either, which I think is really neat about the song.
What choice will you make? Whose heart will you break? What is
There's another song that's just so powerful, Forever Change, and you're speaking directly to sexual abusers. Let's listen.
You put your hands where they don't belong, and now her innocence is dead and gone. When she feels dirty, she feels ashamed. She's forever changed.
Okay. Did you cry during this one?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I always joke that my granny used to say, if your eyes leak, your head won't swell. You know, so.
But where did this come from?
Just empathy for people that have been acted upon. When I was a young kid, I was seventh grade and playing on the basketball team at school, and the basketball coach tried to act on me, and in seventh grade, nobody knows anything about what the heck's going on. And here's somebody you look up to, and you think is the greatest thing in the whole world. And I just jumped up and ran as he put his hand further up my leg. I just said, "There's something wrong here," and I ran. And so I was lucky, I did not get abused, but I sure could have been. And I think it gave me a place to come from in maybe the telling of a story like this.
Well, it is going to give a lot of people the permission to tell their story, what you just said.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Some people can suppress and be okay. Some people can't. It's not one way. So if there's somebody that's kind of a voice for them and sticking up for them and being kind to them, I think it goes a long way.
Well, then there's your faith. which seems to pale, at least in some of these songs here, next to your wife Amy's. And I want to say to you,
it does.
It does. But you know what, Vince Gill? Many things pale next to Amy Grant, so don't take it personally. But you write about the red words in the Bible. You know, these are the words that Jesus, you know, is thought to have spoken in there. You know, everybody who has an old childhood Bible, even sure. Those red words. But also the song, When My Amy Prays. Let's just listen to a little.
All my life I've known of Jesus, but that connection never came. And when my world was torn to pieces, I still couldn't call his name. When my Amy prays, when my Amy prays, that's when I see his face.
So your head was leaking during this, we know. Whoa. What is that like? I mean, we hear what it's like to watch her. Amy Grant, Christian singer.
Yeah, well, she's easily the most welcoming, non-judgmental, kindest soul I've ever come across.
And all I ever have to be is what you've made me. Any more or less would be a step out of your plan. As you daily recreate me, help me always keep in mind that I only have to do what I can find.
It's remarkable to watch her just kind of react to life and the people in it, and when they come into your life and how she treats them, you know. And in that other song, The Red Words, it's a comparison of her. She reminds me of those red words because of the non-judgment and the welcoming of all people, all races, all sexualities, all things, you know, sometimes that world of evangelicals can't embrace, she does. And it's beautiful to stand behind her and watch it.
She's the best in conversation. I've never seen her turn away. Open invitation, just like the Bible's red words say.
We just want to mention some of the other people who've inspired you who are also on the album. Merle Haggard, who of course had his own Okie song, Okie from Muskogee. Guy Clark, we recently spoke to Steve Earle about his dear friend Guy Clark, who passed. Do you know that people think of you in the same firmament, or would that offend you? Or,
well, no. I mean, I don't think I'd ever, with a straight face, feel like I've achieved their level of greatness, you know. And it's unfortunate that so many of my heroes are passing on, and you know, maybe when they're all gone, I might finally welcome that role of the elder statesman. And I do anyway, you know, with young kids that I've had an impact on them and wanting to learn to play and sing and write songs and stuff. So I get it. But, you know, I just have such a tremendous reverence for my heroes. Like in the songs about Guy and about Merle, just trying to, I try to grieve a lot of times through songs, you know, in losing people that I love. And we were talking earlier about people that are abused. It's hurt. It hurts you. So, yeah, some of that's coming from a grieving kind of place and trying to tell stories about, you know, what moves me. Music has always, to me, been about being moved more than being impressed. In the way that I try to write and play and sing, I want a listener to be moved much more than I want them to be impressed.
Well, we now have the answer to the question we posed at the beginning, which is, why you are so humble, why you don't have a swelled head, because you're leaking all the time. And so are we. What a beautiful new album. It's called Okie. It's from Vince Gill. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
What a treat. Thank you so much.
Come and pull. put your arms around me.
So we're giving you a heads up. The album comes August 23rd. Till then, you can listen to this story again and again.
Put your heart here in my hand.